Proclamation number 6626 of 20th of August, 1956. God's word is blessed with his strength. All souls will be able to draw comfort and strength from my word, regardless of whether they are still on earth or already in the kingdom of the beyond, if only they willingly listen to it when it is recited to them. For I have blessed my word with my strength. And it is due to this strength from me that the souls find salvation from their adversity when they turn to me, when they learn to recognize the great act of mercy of the man Jesus, in whom I embodied myself for the sake of these unhappy creations which are still distant from me. My infinite love and grace is presented to them through my word, and the strength of my word causes them to understand everything and be touched by it, that they can believe, because the strength of my word stimulates love in them and they are now also able to fulfill my will. My word is blessed with my strength and will exert a great influence if it is listened to of good will and received into the heart. Yet I only ever speak of the living word, not of mere form, of empty speeches which remain completely without an effect of strength. For if the latter had the same effect, then there would truly be no more unredeemed souls in the beyond. Since people speak everywhere, but all too often it is merely a dead reading of letters which lack all strength, and therefore such places of dead word proclamation are rarely visited by souls in the beyond which need truly enlivening words in order to awaken from their dead state. And the same happens to people on earth. They will not attain life through dead word proclamations. This requires the living water which originates from me and which also has an obvious effect of strength on people who willingly listen to it. But the word is only alive when I myself speak it, and this requires the proclaimer of my word to let me myself speak through him. That he himself is of living faith, that he completely hands himself over to me as soon as he wants to speak to people, so that I can then take possession of him and thus speak myself, even if the word sounds from his mouth. The proclaimer's intimate connection with me must exist, otherwise I will not speak, but only he himself will speak, and then the strength of my word will never be able to touch a human heart unless the listener himself establishes the intimate connection with me. For then I will speak directly to him and he will likewise be touched by the strength of my word. These words will be understandable to you humans if you consider that the word of God is constantly and everywhere publicly proclaimed, but that humanity's state of soul is so unusually low that one has to speak of spiritual darkness, of spiritual hardship. This hardship, this low level, could not exist if my word were conveyed to people, if every proclaimer of God's word were himself of such a nature that he would be a suitable instrument for me, through whose mouth I myself could express myself. The strength of my word would penetrate everywhere and truly reveal an obvious effect. 8/20, 1956, and then there would be far more opportunity for people to hear me myself than there is now, where people indeed visit the places by tradition where the word of God is to be offered to them, but where often only human words are heard because I myself am not given the opportunity to express myself through human mouths. But I never bypass the free will of the preacher who has to establish the connection with me himself in such a way that I can make use of him. Then people would also be able to feel the strength of my word, then they would leave these places deeply impressed and take something with them if they are of good will and desire to hear my word. The powerlessness of what they mostly hear, however, is expressed in the fact that people do not change their way of life in the slightest, that they do not take to heart what is demanded in the gospel, in my divine teaching of love. Church attendance only has a visible effect on very few people, that they make an effort to change their nature, that they consciously work on their soul, that an upward striving can be recognized. Because the strength of the word which brings about such a change is lacking. What is mine, what originates from me and testifies to me, will never remain without effect as soon as a person is open-minded and allows me to speak to him. And therefore my word has to be conveyed to people, and for this I need such servants who are willing instruments for me, who, if they want to proclaim my word, also let me myself speak through them. Only then will the word of strength and also show visible effects. And only then will people's spiritual state be able to improve, which, however, also includes the listener's willingness to accept my word. If I now convey my word directly to people again, then you will also be able to explain this to yourselves in the great spiritual adversity. And where those fail whose office it should actually be to proclaim my word to people, there I assign servants to myself who willingly accept my word and pass it on in order to help those who long for my word, who need strength and desire it from me myself, who willingly open their hearts and ears and who will therefore now also hear me myself, even though I don't address them directly. I have blessed my word with my strength. All who allow themselves to be addressed by me will experience this, for they will mature in their souls, their nature will change and become like my original nature. They will live in love and reach the aim to eternal bliss. Amen.